Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to New Life Live. Zach Matchett here, hosting for the aforementioned Steve Arterburn. So glad that you guys are joining us wherever you're hanging out with us today. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And here on New Life Live, we're going to be with you for 2 hours today, taking your calls if you have anything going on. And we promise that we will be good listeners, encouraging voice, and help you in whatever you need to do to get some next steps going. So for 2 hours, 1-800-229-3000 is the number. Mylon Yurkovich is hanging out with me. Hi, Mylon.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
Good. Great to be back with you. And then excellent. Dr. Alice Benton.
Mm-hmm. Hello, fellas.
Hello,
give
girl.
Me an update on your life, yeah, Alice. Woman.
Yeah. Well, whenever I'm on with Mylon, I always want to talk about the comfort circle because it's such an awesome strategy to build relationship. Mm. And it saved about a 48-hour car ride. We went to Colorado and drove back from Colorado. Took our time. And we try to intersperse allowing our kids screen times and then requiring that they come off screen. And it's always a little chaotic to get them off screen. And we want them to grow into being patient and kind and grateful when they come off screen. Well, when we get them off screen, the emotions that have been stirring within them come right up to the surface and are very messy. And so on many of our pit stops, I was sitting roadside with one of my children in my lap doing the comfort circle to find out what's upsetting you, what do you need, what can we do about it. And it saves us every time to have that simple, effective structure of the comfort circle.
Because you're listening to the inside of the child. You're pulling those emotions out, aren't you?
Yes, and they're there. They spill all over the place, but we're equipped to handle them because of what you teach us, what you and Kay teach us, and how we love.
And Mylon, would you and Kay just break? Would you break down? I know some of our listeners may be new or more recently. What the comfort circle is?
Well, it is a biblically driven model of connecting and communicating with other people, with whom we have a relationship. And the first thing is self-awareness, which is what's going on inside you. What are you thinking and what are you feeling? And the soul word list allows us to look at the emotions on the inside. Our society and churches are often do not acknowledge emotions or talk about them other than to say emotions in some cases are bad. But they are what's really inside of us. We're half cognitive and half emotional. And then we're supposed to speak the truth in love. Somebody can draw that out of us, like a great mom like you. What's in there? Talk to me. Speak. Tell me what's in there. And then we learn to listen. The Bible says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. So learning to be quick to hear means I'm going to try to get as much information as I can. And then the last point is the comfort or resolution stage, which is I'm going to ask you, now that I've heard those things, what do you need? How can I help you with that? And so each one of those is a biblically driven command. So it is what absolutely changed our marriage, our life, and our parenting, and now it's influenced lots of people. So,
yeah, that's a great description. I feel like, and Alice, you can relate to this probably as a parent with littles, is trying to get them to articulate what they're feeling can sometimes be a huge stretch. And yet it's, as they get older, it's a skill that they kind of have to develop, even though they may not be aware that they have the ability to do it yet. Yes. And so isn't it interesting too that, you know, our kids probably have more access than ever. In some ways, they're probably getting older, younger in terms of what they have access to. True. And yet after the last couple of years, what I notice as a pastor is sometimes kids are acting younger than they really are. And I wonder if that combination we've got to find this mushy middle of where they're really are at. And so it's really important to help our kids articulate what they're feeling, even the things that are hard, because if they can't, they'll grow into adults who won't either. So all the more reason to lean in hard to it. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Thanks again for joining us today here on New Life Live. Zach Matchett filling in for Steve Arterburn, Dr. Alice Benton, and Mylan Yurkovich are hanging out with me today. Here at 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We're going to be here for 2 hours taking your call, so please feel free to call us up. I want to mention, too, before we get into this, so there's an intimacy and marriage workshop that's coming up. I misspoke. It already happened. And Mylan, I want you to share, because I think you went on the river cruise. You and Steve did that, and then you did this next, yes?
Yes.
Maybe speak to that a little bit.
I'm very tired.
People can't see the look on your face unless they're watching on YouTube, but I'm seeing it, and I saw that. But no, unpack maybe what you saw God do.
I'll tell you what. It was a miraculous weekend. We saw people who, in 48 hours from 3 o'clock on, roughly 48, from 3 o'clock on Friday till noon on Sunday, where they really experienced shifts in their relationship. Most people are not familiar with their attachment style and how when you put two attachment styles together, it creates a core pattern, which is destructive to relationship. It doesn't work well. These attachment styles, which are broken attachment styles, which come from broken families, if we just stay with that and we don't choose to change, none of them are productive and beneficial to relationship. None of them. So to teach people how their attachment style is sabotaging their love interest and their parenting, et cetera, and then to teach them a new direction, the comfort circle. We had a couple on stage that we take through the comfort circle in depth, and it was a powerful experience. I have to tell the audience to take a breath because it is so riveting. And it turned out, here's the incredible part. There was a couple we did this with in July in Washington, D.C., from Texas. And it turns out these two couples know each other. And the couple that we did the comfort circle with in D.C., which was also on stage and was also dramatic and amazing and created a big shift in them, they were there at this one to just tune up and listen again. And come to find out, they're friends with this couple that came up on stage. And so they had this bond of, we've been through this special event with New Life at an incredible level. They were so happy and supportive of each other. It was just take your breath away. Amazing that this coincidence happened. But as we know, nothing's a coincidence with God. It was just incredibly dramatic and amazing.
And folks, if you wonder what's going on in your spouse's head and heart, if you wonder that about your children, but you don't know how to access it, Mylan and Kay help us to access it through what they teach us in How We Love. And it does get there so quickly and so effectively.
Well, all we did is take what God said and put it into a circular formula. And all the things God tells us to do. You know, to speak the truth in love and to listen to one another and comfort one another and be aware of what's going on inside of you. Those are all biblical principles. So it's fun to take God's word and make it very applicable. And God's blessing is not on just hearing God's word, but the application of it and in doing it. So, boy, I'll tell you, Zach, thanks for asking. It was an amazing weekend.
Yeah, just to see the life change palpably, too. I mean, there's such power in people's story. And when you see that and hear that, it may move the needle in you to go, okay, maybe it is worth a shot for our marriage and then the rough spot that we find ourselves in. And so
the next one's going to be in February here in Orange County. So it's not too early to start telling people, look, mark your calendars and be thinking about that.
That's right. That's right. Well said. So we're going to get to our first call here. Again, you can give us a shout. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We're going to go to, it's going to be either Raymond or Ramond. Hopefully I said that, pronounced that correctly. And so welcome to New Life Live. How can we help you today?
Yes, my name is Ramon.
Ramon, okay. Sorry about that. Welcome, Ramon. Yeah, how can we help you?
That's okay. I've been called a lot worse than that. Sure. Good. God is good all the time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share a bit of testimony about what God has done in my life. So I didn't know if that was okay to do.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. What have you had to share?
Well, I was just going to do my testimony about my life. For 27 years, I was abused. Physically, mentally, and sexually. From the time I was born, I've got cigarette burns over my whole body.
Oh, Ramon.
I was thrown in a washer and dryer, and they ran it through the cycle. And hit in the head with a glass dinner plate at the table for no apparent reason. And told that I was stupid, retarded, never amount to anything. And it went on for several years. And then after the plate incident, the police kicked the door in and got me out of there. I was bleeding out. And my sister was holding me in her arms crying. And I didn't know what was going on. So I was adopted shortly after, and I found out about a month later that the guy that was now my dad that I knew was actually my birth dad. So my mother, he remarried my current stepmother, which I've become just as my mother. That's what she is. But the I thought the abuse was going to be over with, and the state of Ohio dropped the ball, and they never finished the adoption process, so they never got help. And there was eight of us total, but half went one way and we went the other way. And the kids were brainwashed that we were no good, not to talk to us.
Yeah. So, Ramon, what happened to what precipitated your call to us? I see on the call screen that you saw a movie that New Life was a sponsor of.
Only Imagine.
Okay, and how did that movie affect you you saw that movie, Only Imagine?
Well, I can obviously imagine that it took me back to the years of abuse. I was treated the same way with the dinner plate that Bart was, but he was hit in the back of the head, kind of in the side, but I took it to the very front. But it was just the years of abuse that got. The first time I watched it, I couldn't stop crying. And it just brought it all back.
Ramon, I'm so sorry.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Because later, him and his dad bonded, and they become the way they should. And God restored their relationship. My dad, I don't think, ever got saved.
Ramon, have there been any healthy, stable people that have come into your life since your childhood?
Off and on, but not many. But only the last seven years. But I was going to say after the adoption, I went on for the abuse continued physically and mentally. And one day it was kind of funny because my dad was at his couch, and he threw the paper and said, "I bet you can't even read a paragraph." So I read two paragraphs. And I just looked at him, and he just got so mad, and he looked away, and I laughed and smiled because I knew I did it.
Yeah.
And he, later in years, as he started thinking about things, he was still aggressive. He would beat my brothers so bad that they would be coughing blood. And he would whip me with a belt. Sometimes the buckle slipped out once and hit me on the back. He did stop on that occasion and apologized.
Okay, so Ramon, I think your call is really sad and very, very hard for all of us to hear. And I cannot imagine.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I cannot imagine going through what you went through. I want to say, Ramon, that this isn't the first time I've heard a story like yours. It is really sad, the number of children that are hurt and abused in this world, the number of children that need to be taken away from their homes and child protective services come in. And we need to be protective of the children around us and aware of what's going on in our neighborhoods. And we have to be aware of just, you could have families that look okay on the outside, but behind closed doors. We read about them in the news. There are people that there was actually in Los Angeles, they put a they painted onto the side of trash bins. They showed a picture of someone holding a baby and dropping it into the trash bin, and they drew a line through it and said, you know, don't do this, you know. Then the idea of taking a child to a fire station and all those kinds of things. My heart breaks for Ramon.
Yeah. Well, just that level of pain. I mean, Alice, when you have all these experiences and you could just hear the weight in Ramon's voice.
Oh, yeah.
How do you find the words, and from your seat as a counselor, to kind of begin to bring some of that healing, some of that repair? And because it's not just one or two incidents. He's mentioned several things
here. A lifetime.
That's what I'm saying. So, how can we maybe help Ramon move forward into this, you know, this newfound freedom that he's experiencing even from the movie and some other things that's happening in his life?
Well, Ramon, we can all hear in your voice that miraculously you have somehow maintained or rebuilt a faith in God and a hope that God has purpose for you, even though you lived through a nightmare for too many years, for decades. And Ramon, when we are stirred up by something like a movie, when it reminds us of our past and it brings emotions to the surface that maybe you haven't even felt for a while, you haven't thought about those memories for a time, it's often God's nudge calling our attention to what is unresolved pain in our heart and soul. Now, we don't know the story of your healing journey, and it sounds like there has been some healing.
Yeah.
But given that there have been few stable, healthy people that have been in your life long term, we need, Ramon, to seek those people out so that we can access the healing that wasn't available to us in our family of origin. And our uncomfortable emotions that come to the surface are a sign for us that there's unfinished business inside, that there are stories that need to be told. And I can hear in your voice as well that urge to tell your story. You probably haven't gotten to tell it sufficiently.
Yeah, I love, Alice said he could tell a story. And the more you tell it, the more you heal.
There's freedom in that,
That's God's healing process, Ramon. Mm-hmm. And so if we're the only people you've told that story to in a while, it may be time to access a structured therapeutic relationship so that you can grieve what has been lost, so that you can get angry at these people that were supposed to have cared for you. Mm-hmm. We often even need to get angry at God and express that. Why did you put me in this family? Why did you allow this to happen to me? And it's by the telling of the story, the shedding of tears, and the experience of emotions that we begin to heal, and the past no longer holds so much power over us.
You know, here's a, you know, Zach, you're a pastor. We speak in churches all over, and here's a message to the church.
Yes.
You must be aware of the history of the people that walk through your doors.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of them have been traumatized at very severe levels, and not everybody walks in relationally equal. If you've been traumatized and abused, you're not at the same place, and you can't hear the same thing from God's word as a person that did not come from that background. And there's a need for special care and attention of the church to help people in their churches. Our churches are filled with people from chaotic, disorganized homes, and we need to have plans to help them.
Yep. I think for us, by even just listening to you say that, Mylon, I remember Rick Warren saying years ago, he probably still does say this, he goes, if you know how you start a church, you find out where the pain is.
Mm-hmm.
and you address the pain, and you'll form a church out of that, of just trying to meet needs and help people that are in pain and help them to find that healing. You'll be able to do that. Ramon, I want to send you the 1-year Bible for Men, because I think you can find solace of people that are crying and hurting in the scripture, and it's right there. I think it'd be an encouragement to you. So we're going to send that to you. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Thanks again for joining us today. The lines are open. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We're hanging out for 2 hours today here on New Life Live. Zach Matchett here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Alice Benton. And we just had a really heavy phone call. You know, Ramon came in and called in and just really shared some very hard things. And I can only, again, from sitting on this side of the microphone, quote-unquote, the airwaves, when we just hear people's pain, it really just allows us to kind of just sit and be present in the moment. And, Ramon, I hope we were able to do that with you. But goodness sakes, we know that there are other people out there that are listening right now, and you're dealing with unresolved pain, things right. that are from your childhood, things that are current circumstances, whether you are the primary contributor or you're the primary victim. It doesn't matter. Pain is something that we all carry. And we just hope that New Life can be a place where you can find just someone to listen and find some next steps to help you work through those things. And so I want to hand this over to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry's got some things to share with us. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Zach. Thank you. Restore Workshop is coming up. That's the workshop for the women who've experienced betrayal. And we've been doing that for quite a few years. It's very valuable. It's working. This Friday is a deadline for an early bird registration. If you sign up by this Friday, you save $200. So I want to encourage that. And then testimony. I asked Alice to read a testimony from a recent
Where's
attending.
It going to be?
It's going to be in Washington, D.C. Thank
Got
you.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was scared to come to Restore. I was afraid to face my own struggles and vulnerabilities. I felt that it would be impossible to open my heart to women I don't even know, much less in the time span of a weekend. But God knew better. These women are my sisters. They are from all walks of life, all ages, and all circumstances. We're all so different. And yet through the tears, heartache, and lots of laughter, they have become my family, my safe place to land. They held me accountable to who I am, and they did so with grace, love, and understanding. I came here believing I would never have female friends who get my heart. But I'm leaving with 6 sisters who love me in spite of my mess.
Ladies, I know there's a bunch of you out there that need this. And I know there's most of you that probably don't want to admit you need it because it's his problem. And it's hard to pick up the phone and you're struggling. And we want to help you. And so at least make a call and just ask some questions. Mm-hmm. I think it'll help a lot. And folks, I want to encourage you, those of you that have the willingness and ability to make a gift to New Life, to give, because it helps us do these kinds of things. It helps us do a lot. We're always wanting to do more. We always want to reach more. And we need your gifts to do it. It's pretty simple. And one of the things I want to encourage you with is our Club New Life membership. So that's our monthly giving program. We ask you to give $30 or more a month, and we have a lot of goodies to entice you to want to give. I don't want to go through that list. I'd like you to call and find out about it. I want you to give because you want to give. And then it would be a bonus what happens from there. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of folks that do that, we have a lot of things that we want to help you and share you with. But give us a call at 800 New Life and talk about Club New Life. Ask somebody, how do I join? How can I make this work a little better? And you'd be a big, big help to us.
As I shared in the first segment, Larry, the changed lives are absolutely what keep me going. To listen to the testimonies on Sunday.
Yes.
Absolutely. There's hardly a dry eye in the audience.
Yeah.
It profound change.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know one couple have been in a tremendous level of distress and separation. They hadn't talked to each other for a long, long time. and they had a big shift and a real change of heart and mind, realizing what God wanted them to do and be.
And yet he was a man's man, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he had he wasn't the kind of guy you'd think that would garner a tear.
Yeah.
But he could hardly get through his own testimony.
Yeah, it was so powerful. And that's what people's gifts and sponsorship. Yeah. I love how you and Steve will often sponsor people to come to a workshop like that if they can't afford it. And just, it's an amazing ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's invaluable, too, because people are at a real crossroads. And even if... And Larry, you mentioned earlier about the women that would do Restore. You made a comment about women maybe having a tough time making that initial step and calling,
yeah.
going, "Well, this happened to me. I don't need to participate in, you know, any sort of like repentance or work or counseling." But maybe you guys can speak to that, to those maybe skeptical, because when somebody has been hurt or wounded, our first inclination is not to be introspective and go and to say, you know, how I need to own up to my slice of the pie here. That's not normally our first go-to. And yet, because that something like that is so big, it really can impact us in a heavy, significant way. And we need to be able to draw and go, okay, well, how do I move forward with this? Just a short comment here before we go to break.
Ladies, it's not fair for you to get help. It's fair for you to wait until the perpetrator, mm-hmm. your spouse, gets the help. But you are walking wounded. We are, yeah. walking wounded because of that betrayal. And coming to get the help for yourself, as unfair as it is, it actually empowers you to take authority over the process of how quickly you will start to experience more freedom, more healing, and more comfort. If we wait for the perpetrator, they have all the power in this situation. God wants to empower you, and New Life can equip you.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you call, you'll get more information at newlife.com. And as Larry shared, just want to say thanks for those that make a contribution to help out the ministry. We get the chance to make a real life change.
Zach, I'd also say if a woman comes to this, she's not having to admit to her part in it. It's just the help she needs to restore her heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Thanks again for hanging out with us today on New Life Live. Zach Matchett here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Alice Benton. Again, thanks so much for spending time with us. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We're taking your calls for 2 hours today, and we want to go ahead and get to our next call now. So we're going to go to Joyce, who's been patiently waiting. Thank you, Joyce. We're going to bring you on. She's listening on KGNW in Seattle. Hello, Joyce. Welcome to New Life Live. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Shall I ask my question first for the counselors and then give some detail?
Yeah. Why don't you give us the question, then we can follow up with some follow-up questions.
Okay. My question has to do with a legal separation or a divorce in a very long-term marriage of 54 years when there's been a double life on the husband's part, which he's admitted to. But there are so many betrayals and lies in this 54 years. I never knew that he was leading a double life. He was an airline pilot. These affairs were with flight attendants. Mm-hmm. One for 31 years, one for 8 to 10 years. a lot of shorter ones, and we've been in counseling. He's been taken, he's no longer a member in good standing at our church where he had been a deacon and other leadership roles and so forth. So my question really is, this is been going on for 2.5 years since I found out. So I've done lots of counseling, even the EMDR counseling mm-hmm. that you often recommend. So what I hope to have happen is that at the end of this, I have an appointment today with my attorney. I must decide on either legal separation or divorce, and the legal separation, of course, helps with a lot of estate issues. And I want our adult children and our smaller grandchildren to be to somehow manage a relationship with Grandpa, even though he was very deceptive, because I know that benefits them.
Yeah.
And the divorce, he won't get a divorce. I asked that he do that, and he said, I will never do that. I never wanted a divorce. I've always cared for you. I knew you would never find out. I knew I would never hurt you, that this wouldn't hurt you. But he did confess when I found pornography, and I was very confrontive.
Joyce, yeah. Despite his yeah. words, he has been hurting you for these 5 decades, unbeknownst to you. I'm so angry on your behalf. He ripped your heart out years ago and has been stomping on it ever since. His words sound nice, but his actions, at least historically, have not aligned with that. So I understand you discovered it 2.5 years ago. He did confess when confronted. And what has he done since then? What has he done since then to get professional help to start repairing the damage?
First of all, as soon as he admitted to a one-time nightstand, I confronted him when I found pornography on the family computer. Mm-hmm. So I said, you have to move out. We have an apartment which we've actually used for people in need. Mm-hmm. It's been like a safe house. We've been involved in many Christian outreaches. We've helped other people with their...
Okay, so he moved out to the apartment. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, he's been out there. He has not been back in the main house. Now he lives 5 acres away in a rental house. So I asked him to do that. I asked him to go to counseling.
And has he been getting structured help, and how much of it?
No. No. He went to counseling, lied through the entire counseling, kept one of the affairs going for 2 years. Geez. And then when he went to an accountability counseling session, he confessed to the bigger affairs. And he left enough clues. I put it all together, and I went and met the woman of 31 years at her home. She didn't know I was coming. And he had been lying. He said the affair had ended in early 2000.
So Joyce, there has been partial participation, but he's been stringing out this disclosure, and he's continued to lie at varying degrees.
Yes.
And he's no longer in therapy anymore?
No. Occasionally, he does go to a men's Bible study, and he does go to a different church. I ask him...
Do you still live separately?
Oh yes.
Okay.
There will be no reconciliation.
So I think I think that you're correct that the signs are saying that he'll only make partial attempts at this, perhaps to delay the inevitable. And yet, biblically, I think that God tells us to take levels of separation, increasing levels of separation, as the unrepentant behavior continues. And so my normal recommendation, and it is for you as well, is to start with the legal separation. It's the next level of adding distance between you and your husband. And sometimes the additional level produces a heart change by the power of the Holy Spirit. If it does not produce more, stronger evidence over a long period of time that he's willing to do more than he's done so far, then I think it is time to move to the divorce. But I recommend doing it in a tiered fashion that way.
Yeah, Mylan, what do you want to jump in here with?
Well, Joyce, I agree with what Alice said, and my heart breaks for you. It's a horrible, horrible thing for you to go through. But something popped out at me in addition to what Alice said, and that is you're trying to protect your husband for your grandkids, and they should be able to be around their grandfather without any, presumably any tainted picture of him. But he has been a liar and a cheater. You know, and you can't protect him from that. And if people ask you, why are you getting a separation? The answer should be very clear. My husband cheated on me for decades. And I found out 2.5 years ago, and I'm making a decision for myself. And so I'm just calling out the idea that you wanted to protect him so your grandkids could love their grandfather. And that's not to say he's not lovable, but don't protect him. Let them make their choices.
Yeah, I think it inadvertently... Well, go ahead, Joyce.
I was going to say our adult son are Christian men. They're wonderful family men, 5 grandchildren. The one son said, I will not bring the grandchildren, they live in other states, because I do not want them at their age to understand that grandma and grandpa, who, you know, they love so greatly, and because of flight privileges, we were a very, very close family. Uh-huh. Our sons are devastated.
Sure.
Absolutely devastated. I challenge them to be the better man in every way and in their own time, in their own way, to find a way to have fellowship with their father. He was a good father. He was a good husband. We didn't know that he had a double life. No one knew. I did a lot of research.
Joyce, I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm going to share with you.
Yes.
I went through something similar in my own family of origin, and I was also encouraged to forgive and seemingly to forget and to act as if everything was okay, and that was premature for me. And we who suffer the betrayal, you included, Joyce, we need to be able to be angry, to be upset, and if necessary, to keep a protective distance. It both helps our own heart and soul as the victims of this form of betrayal. But also, the loss of relationship for a time, even with the grandchildren, sometimes that level of consequence needs to happen for the hope of heart change in the perpetrator. And so, as dreadful as that is for your family, it's a natural consequence when a person lives this kind of double lifestyle for such a long time. Your children's anger against their father is actually a holy and a righteous anger, and it can bring about more grace and healing if you allow it. I'm glad you said, I did notice you said, in your time, and that's what your kids need to hear from you. They need to have the permission to be angry with dad and to take a distance from dad unless there's signs of ongoing repentance.
Yeah, and their dad lied to them for 5 decades, you know? So yes, how close do I want to be to my father, who was a good dad, but he also lied? And I agree with you, Alice.
Well, the ramifications of all of this
Joyce, we have to go to a break.
Okay.
Yeah, the ramifications are horrible, but he caused them. He caused all negative ramifications. We're going to go to a break.
Yeah. Stay on the line, Joyce. We'll be right back, and we'll wrap up this call. Again, thanks for being with us on New Life Life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Thanks again for joining us today here on New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We'd love to take your calls for the next 2 hours. Mylan Yurkovich and Dr. Alice Benton are with me. We just chatted with Joyce. After 5 decades, she found out about her husband had been repeatedly having affairs with other women, had been lying about it, began some form of counseling, accountability groups, but was dishonest even in those. And I just find, guys, isn't it interesting how, you know, sometimes the weight of grace and how wonderful that is can only be sensed if the weight of sin is felt. And so it's to some degree helping people understand the consequence of the decision. So, Alice, what you're talking about with legal separation, that might be, I hope, Joyce, for your sake and for your husband, to try to get you moving in the right direction, and also the children and grandchildren. It's tricky. None of these sins happen in a vacuum. They affect all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Joyce, I want to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back as just a resource that can help you. Mylan, I'll give you a final word here of what we were talking about just off air about this kind of protective measure of people that we love and kind of speaking excuses maybe.
I can really understand how Joyce would want to protect and the ramifications of this and even the losses she would feel as a result of maybe not being able to see her grandchildren. But to your point, Alice, her family, her sons, are righteously angry mm-hmm. because they've been duped and fooled and tricked by a dad that just didn't think more of the family enough to protect them. Yeah. And so there's going to be consequences, a lot of fallout. There may be years where your kids don't want to see him or be around him or create a separation. I think what you're doing is very biblical. God gives us the license to and the permission to divorce when the marriage has been violated. Mm-hmm. And so I think you need to stick with that and say, I'm just simply doing what God told me to do and he's giving me to do. I'm not going to put up with this. And so you're going to have to tolerate the ramifications. Don't protect your family from them.
Yeah. Yep. Well said. We're going to get to our final call today on this hour, and we're going to go to Mary. She's listening to us in Tulsa, Oklahoma, listening to us on Sirius XM. Hi, Mary. Welcome to New Life Live. How can we help you today?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I have a granddaughter. She was raised in a Christian family. Our family's always been very closely knit, but she divorced her husband of 2.5 years, about 1.5 years ago, and has chosen to live with a woman, and this has been very difficult for our family. She even went 1 year to a Bible college. She seemed so out of character or where we thought she was spiritually. Anyway, she does live several hours away from our family, but we are together at holiday times, and I just want to know how to speak in love to her and her friend when we are with them, and just been very hard, and we love her very much, and we know Jesus loves her probably more than we do.
Well, I can assure you of that. I can assure you of that. Yeah, Mary, real quick here, you said that this was a surprise to you. What did you notice any sort of change in her or something that may have happened that could have reversed course for her in terms of her sexuality?
Well, the interesting thing is that she tells us she's always felt this way, which we were totally clueless, and she married a wonderful young man. Like, she says it is not his fault at all. She doesn't blame him for any of this, but the odd thing is she was working from home during the pandemic, and then when she went back to the job at her office is when she met this lady. She was a new hire, and it was just like a switch flipped, and and she dated her husband for like over 2 years. Like, her dad asked, why did you marry him if you felt this way?
This is tricky. Yeah, I hear that. That's tricky. This is a recent phenomenon. Well, it sounds like it's a little more recent in terms of the action, but if she says that she's been feeling this way for a long time, I'll throw this to you. My one thought is, like, sometimes we, you know, are surprised as parents when we kind of hear this stuff from our kids. And I just wonder, I don't know if this is Mary's situation, where maybe this wasn't a safe place for her to talk about what she was feeling. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But what would you say to Mary, who's now got a role somewhat to play in the life of an adult child in terms of support, but it's also an adult now? So how would you advise her to move forward with some next steps?
Well, I loved what Mary said. I want to know how to love and care for my granddaughter and her friend. That's a respectful way to describe the relationship, because it is a real relationship and you care for her. And you're trying to also figure out, how do I let her know that I love her and also that Jesus loves her? I think, Mary, we don't know everything about your granddaughter. When you say people go to church, they went to church your whole life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we often don't know what is the full history of a person's life. We don't know if somewhere along the line your granddaughter was molested or abused or hurt or harmed. Churches are notorious places where people win confidences and then harm people.
Yep.
And so that could be a factor. We don't know. But Mary, we all have propensities that violate God's will. And 1 Corinthians 6:9 says that we have these propensities, that we could have propensities to be a thief, a reviler, a swindler, a homosexual, effeminate, an adulterer, a fornicator. This is a part of the flesh. And we can have desires, and everybody has a different set. But when we come to Christ, living for Jesus means taking those and making them subservient to the cross. And so I just think, just to keep that in mind, that is something that ultimately will need to happen. But your job is to love her and to, again, to reiterate the gospel. And if she asks you any questions, we all have these propensities, and we have to bring them to the cross. What would you say, Alice?
Whenever I have gotten to know the story of someone who's engaging in a behavior that I don't like, that disgusts me, that I have any kind of negative response to, I almost always find a painful reason why they are engaging in that behavior today. Mm-hmm. And so maintaining a gentle curiosity helps me to move from judgment and criticism to understanding and compassion.
Right.
I'll add to that, when we come to these with the knowledge that I'm a sinner and my sins aren't any cleaner than anybody else's sins, but I we can have an attitude of superiority that doesn't fit. So come to that with your own humility, and then do look for and pray about an opportunity to speak the truth, to give a gentle one-time correction of what the Bible says versus how she's living.
Zach, I know we're running out of time, but you know, you mentioned her sexual desire or sexual interest. Sometimes it's an emotional, relational desire for safety and refuge. That is not uncommon that women will join because they've been hurt so much by a male world. And that has to also be addressed.
Absolutely. That's a good catch. You know, the calls we heard today were from people that were in a lot of pain.
Wow.
And I was trying to find this verse, and it says in Psalm 69:29, "But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me." Awesome verse. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.